As you may already know, I'm a huge music lover. But as for sports, frankly, I couldn't care less. For all I care, all the local teams could lose and it wouldn't bother me. Would you care to know why? Let's discuss.
Welcome to another Happy English podcast coming to you from New York City. And here's your English teacher, Michael.
All right. Thank you, John, and thanks, everyone. It's Michael here from Happy English, and I help people speak English better. And this is Happy English Podcast, episode 717. Care. The verb care is an interesting word in English because it has a number of uses as well as idioms that are common in everyday English conversation. Let's dive in. Care as a verb means to feel that something is important or interesting. Quite often, we use care in a negative sentence. For example, I don't really care about sports. It seems like the boss doesn't care how much he makes us work. I don't care what my mom says. I am going to Billy's party. Next is care for. And care for has three meanings and uses. First of all, care for means to have a strong feeling of love or affection for a person or an animal. Here are some examples. Sandy cooks healthy meals and even bakes her own bread. She really cares for her family. It's easy to see that the cat cares for her kittens. In the movie Titanic, Jack told Rose just how much he cared for her. In a similar way, care for means to make sure that a person or other living thing has enough food, water, and so on. For example, Katie is going to care for my dogs when I go on vacation. They are caring for my grandfather at Shady Rest Nursing Home. I've never seen anyone care for their plants like Jimmy does. His garden is so beautiful. The third way we use care for is in a negative sentence as an indirect way to say that you don't like something. For example, I don't really care for raisins, so let's get another pastry. Anna doesn't care for wine. She prefers drinking beer. I told the new guy in the office that the boss doesn't care for people coming late to work. I hope he takes my advice. Speaking of negative situations, we can use care in a number of ways to show that we don't like or are not interested in something. First of all, we have I couldn't care less. I couldn't care less means I am absolutely not interested. For example, I couldn't care less about football. Tony said he couldn't care less about watching the solar eclipse today. You heard Ted doesn't like me? I couldn't care less. I don't like him either. By the way, in colloquial and casual English, some people use the phrase I could care less with the same meaning. Here are some examples. I could care less about football. Debbie said she could care less about what the boss said. She's going to quit the company. In a similar way, you can use the phrase for all I care, followed by a sentence to show that you are absolutely not interested in something. For example, for all I care, the boss can say whatever he wants about coming late. I quit. For all I care, celery could be free. I still won't eat it. You can also use for all I care at the end of a sentence like this. Go ahead. Quit the company for all I care. Next, you can use who cares or as if I care as a conversational response when someone tells you something that you're not interested in or something that is not important to you. Here are some examples.
Did you hear? The company has free tickets to tomorrow's football game.
Who cares?
Hey, I heard your ex-girlfriend is dating some musician.
As if I care. Next, on to a more positive note. When you have not a care in the world, you are happy and worry-free. For example, see those kindergartners playing on the swings? They don't have a care in the world. Ever since Roger retired, he doesn't have a care in the world. Kim is always happy, like she doesn't have a care in the world. Next, we use would you care for and would you care to when we politely offer something or invite someone to do something. Here are some examples. The waiter asked us if we would care for a drink before dinner. Would you care for more coffee? Would you care to go to a party with me on Saturday? Would you care to have lunch tomorrow? The last phrase for today is take care. First, we use take care and take care not to when we caution someone. The meaning is the same as be careful. For example, when you are heating milk on the stove, take care not to let it boil over. It's snowing pretty hard outside. Please take care driving home. Take care when picking up the baby. You need to support her neck. And finally, take care is used when we say goodbye to someone. Thanks for coming to the party. Take care. Yeah, it was nice talking to you too. Take care. Keep in mind, the best way to remember this and any other word or phrase in English is to take that word or phrase, write it in a sentence that's true for you or true in your world, and then memorize your sentences. By the way, can you imagine getting the chance to practice this kind of English with me directly? You can get more practice using your English when you join my podcast Learner Study Group. There, you can make new international friends, join us for live group lessons every week where we practice these podcast lessons together. Plus, you get access to the PDF transcript and audio download for every Happy English podcast in the past and in the future. And on top of that, each episode has exercises where you can practice this English point with speaking and writing checked by me. To learn more, or to see some of the example sentences from this lesson, just visit myhappyenglish.com and choose podcast lesson 716. Remember, learning another language is not easy, but it's not impossible, and I'm here to help you on your journey.
This podcast is brought to you by Happy English. Please visit myhappyenglish.com. Show your support for Happy English by leaving us a review. Get English. Get happy. Happy English.